Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels are in studio. Hello.
Hi, Trina. How are you?
We're talking adventure today.
Yes, it's an adventure just coming in here to see
Isn't
you,
it
Trina.
Just trying to get through the traffic and everything.
Yeah.
I know it is.
Cycling, I tell you, battling through the North Circular Road.
Taking your life in your hands. So tell me this much, where are we going to focus on?
We're kind of going real full-on adventure today, like Antarctica, the Galapagos.
Full-on.
You know, Ed was swinging through the trees in Costa Rica, weren't you?
Yes, whitewater rafting on the Pecuarez River in Costa Rica, Finnish adventures, husky sledding and snowmobiling through the northern Arctic wilderness. Really great things.
Hey, Mac, I would have thought that you're more of a sitting back with your, with your drink in your hand.
I am
relaxing.
Full of surprises, Trina.
You never
Seriously.
Know.
Honest
never
to God.
Know.
Yeah.
Right.
I love an adventure.
I wouldn't know where to even start with booking something like
and
this.
And safaris, by the way. I mean, I lived in Cape Town in South Africa for a while. So like once you start doing safaris, it's like skiing. It's addictive.
Yeah.
And it's incredible, Sarah.
We'll
just to start on that, I mean, you go out in the morning, right? The mist is rising on the with the trees. And next thing you see, this majestic giraffe just walks past you, and they're huge. And you're in the jeep, and it's just like you're part of it. They don't even look at you; they're eating leaves and stuff. It's just an amazing adventure. I mean, the big five, I suppose. You know, lion, giraffe, hippopotamus, leopard, and
elephant.
What's the other one? Elephant. And then, of course, the Addo Elephant Park. You're driving along, and the next thing, this massive, incredible creature just kind of walks out in front of you, and you're terrified. When you see it you see David Attenborough, and you see all the programs. When you actually go on a safari adventure, it's just another experience. And it's a mix of trepidation, and because you are a bit scared, especially when we saw lions eating an antelope or a gazelle, I think it was.
And have they ever attacked people doing the safari?
They don't really see the jeep and people in it as prey, right? And the ranger has a gun, obviously. So thank goodness. And I must have done about 10, maybe 11 of them. That never happens. Now, I remember we were in Entebbene, which was a beautiful one near Johannesburg. And you're out in tents, and then you have your own tents, right? But like, you have to be careful where the lions are, etc. And I remember there was a Czech couple there, and Milan, the husband, he didn't speak any English. And the ranger told us, like, don't walk alone back to your tent. And the next thing, your man Milan was missing. And
for a stroll.
The ranger said, push your man. Sonia, the wife, had sent him back to get cigarettes from
there's
the tent.
There's always one.
We thought we were going to find his shoes, you know, but luckily the ranger found him.
Maybe
anyway,
that's the reason she sent him
back. Not a word
in
English. It's
maybe
like,
she wanted to get rid
the
of him.
Ranger, like, you're not supposed to walk here on your own at all. Like, but I mean, you know, but there have been stories of people where they have just found, you know, shoes because they are huge. The lines are massive, but it is a fantastic thing to do. And nowadays, I mean, you know, if you go in wintertime, actually, which is in South Africa, our summer is their winter, and Kenya and places, like, you'll see loads more because they don't have too many leaves on the trees. And it's actually quite a good time to go to see animals, because you can go on a safari and not see anything if you go to the Kruger National Park.
Yeah.
So the private ones are usually better, but it is amazing. It's Ava Gardner in Mogambo, you know, Clark Gable stuff that you see.
How much are you talking? Like, safari is an expensive adventure holiday, isn't it?
Well, usually you'd only probably do, well, I think South Africa's probably, if people haven't done it before, it's just a great adventure holiday destination anyway. But usually you'd start in Cape Town, you drive along the garden route, you know, you can do all sorts of shark cage diving and zip lining and all sorts of whale watching and all sorts of things there. Even Cape Town with Table Mountain, there's loads of adventure activities. But then usually you'd finish the holiday with a couple of days on a safari at the end. And the safari part is expensive, especially the private ones, as Ed says. But usually you're probably only stay there maybe for two nights, and you might get four or five game drives in. So the rest of the holiday, South Africa is so cheap. So overall, it's quite a cheap holiday destination because so cheap on the ground. It's reasonable.
The rand now,
But that part, if you were to, like, you could be $500 a night, and you might think that's insane. But in the general scheme of things, then you have all your food included, you have all your game drives included. In a full 2 week holiday, it kind of balances out. You'd probably get a package holiday for 2 weeks for about $3,000, I'd say.
Yeah, and they do also have public state parks, you know, like safari parks, which wouldn't be your private ones, which are state state run and owned, and they would be more basic, more kind of campsite sort of stuff, but they do have lodges and stuff. The price would drop a lot down on those, but a lot of people like the private ones because, you know, all your game drives, all your meals, everything is included. By the way, the other thing that we did on the way to the safari, the highest commercial bungee jump in the world, the Blaucrans Bridge, Trina, is 216 metres high. I did it one day. I wasn't on anything when I jumped. I should have been. OMG, like, I thought my eyes were going to...
Yeah.
And you jump, and you can jump with in tandem, or you can do it on your own. But it's a dry riverbed. Seriously.
I need a new pair of pants after that.
A new pair of Blaucrans. I wouldn't do it again now, but like, I did do it.
I remember stepping there and to look at them, I couldn't. Oh my God.
Talk about adventure, say, like, people from all, adventure seekers from all over the world do this.
Just on the garden route. Just on that. So you're standing on the thing, and do they push it, or do they tell you?
You jump.
So you jump yourself, or they push you?
Well, you jump. They don't push you, no. You jump. But if you stay too, if you're diddling or daddling, you can stop. Some people come off, they don't jump.
They chicken out, do
but
they?
But you just close your eyes and you jump, but you just fall.
You're mad, you do anything.
And then the elastic, kind of, the big huge elastic catch. But it is one of the most spectacular bungee jumps in the world, and people go there, the Blaucrans Bridge, not for the faint hearted, but you know, sometimes you push yourself a little bit. That is adventure at its best, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But you'd love it, Trina.
Oh my God. I'm too afraid to go on roller coasters.
Yeah. But the other thing that was, you know, you talk about things that you've done in your life that are scary, right? The Costa Rica, you were saying there, is an amazing country. It's the only country in Central America. They don't have an army. It's really safe, beautiful for whitewater rafting. Now, you go back in time, you carry your raft down to these little forests, and it's all these sort of prehistoric fern trees that were there at the time of the dinosaur, indigenous little kids playing on the sandy banks. It's like something else. And then 18 miles we did whitewater rafting. Now, you go up to level 1 to 5. I didn't know, but I just ticked 4. I thought, that'd be grand. Well, I tell you, I nearly, you're bounced around the place. I was thrown out. So, you know, but you hold on really to, but it's amazing. And at the end of it, you come to this like valley or gorge, and then the sun is shining down. There's a waterfall. You're talking Garden of Paradise here, you know, and you just float down. You jump out and you float down into this waterfall. And it's just like you're in another world.
You need to be really comfortable with the water and swimming and everything?
And there's not this water is like, there's obviously no crocodiles or anything like that there. You know what I mean? This is Costa Rica. So,
you wouldn't know.
There'd be a few caimans up where, you know, a different part, but not in this. And the other thing was was the treetop canopy tour, where you go up in a way, way up into the rainforest, you kind of zip line along, and you see all these little red, you see tiny little, those little red frogs that you see, and snake, you see loads of all the different birds. And I had a tarantula walking up my arm, but he was defanged, so he wasn't poisonous, so that was okay.
Oh,
but
that's
I cleared the room when they put him on my arm. Oh. Everybody ran.
Do you know they brought a tarantula into the studio one day, especially for me?
Oh yeah, I heard him chatting actually. He was a good interview.
It was good fun, yeah.
They're scary, huge yokes. But huge. I mean, that's the thing about these places when you go there. We stayed in a coffee plantation. It used to be a coffee plantation, and now it was like part of the Marriott or whatever. But just, you know, that Mexican colonial, beautiful sort of another world kind of thing, you know. But it really is your adventure.
Yeah,
so South Africa, Costa Rica would be
great. And all the volcanoes and everything. And you can actually rappel down the waterfalls there. Like, that's a thing in Costa Rica. Mm. I mean, even just saying, you know, I was rappelling down waterfalls in Costa Rica, I mean, it just sounds like adventure. Yeah. It just sounds so cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But there's, and all the volcanoes, you can hike up.
Yeah,
all,
the Arenal volcano, the colours of it, amazing.
Like,
yeah.
And then it's got beaches as well. I think it's another one of those, like, South
That's
Africa,
right.
They kind of have everything.
Yeah, they've,
you know,
both got the two sides as well. Like, yeah. The Atlantic, I mean, South Africa's the Atlantic and the Indian. Yeah.
Yeah, there's just like everything. Plus you have the beach then if you want some chill time at the end. So yeah, I think they're two really, really good adventure holiday destinations.
And the winter one, as we were saying, like you love as well, you love skiing, Sarah, as well. Up in the north of like Oulu, Oulu, you can fly into Finnair Fly, and like there's a lot of airlines fly there, and you connect up. But this place, Isia Sueto, they have this beautiful hotel, log cabins. You've got a sauna, and you've got your own fire in each cabin. And then the snowmobiles, it's like, you know, jet skiing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing, but you're on snow, and you do this in the middle of the night through trails, and then you come to this massive big frozen lake, and then you fly across the lake at the top speed, and it's just fantastic. And you can meet Santa as well. That's a bit of an adventure in itself. Finnish speaking Santa is very interesting, you know. Oh. I got presents I didn't even know what they were, Trina, because I don't speak great Finnish, but it was very enjoyable.
You know what you'd be asking for. And Sarah, if you're money bags and you've plenty of money and you're really going all out, maybe you're, do you know what I mean? Sometimes people get to a stage in their life, they want to do their bucket list things and they don't care how much it's going to cost them. What are we talking?
I suppose Antarctica probably has to be it, doesn't it? It's probably the top bucket list, unless you're into climbing mountains and Everest Base Camp or anything like that. But for, you know, the ultimate bucket list, I think probably Antarctica. And it is out of reach for most people. Like, it isn't, obviously.
How much are we talking now?
Well, you can do it in style if you want. I suppose if you've maybe retired or you have plenty of money, you can do it with like Silver Sea Cruises, which are like, oh God, are they 6-star cruise? They're like absolute ultra luxury small cruise ship. So that would probably be the way to do it. I know John Galligan Travel specialise in them. They're an Dublin based travel agency and they have trips and it's about 11 grand and that includes your, they pick you up from a limo from your house and bring you to the airport.
That is fancy
so that's
now,
how to
isn't
do
it?
Yeah. Style. Yeah. And then you spend a couple of nights in Santiago and then you do 10 nights all inclusive cruise and you see everything. But obviously there's loads of cheaper ways to do it if you want to do like people like G Adventures would do like small group tours, probably looking at about 4 or 5 grand to do it that way. But then you might need to add in your drinks and you need to add in tips and a couple of overnights in Santiago beforehand. So look, it's how long, it's, it all depends on how much money you have and how you want to do it. But I suppose for, yeah, I mean, I suppose if you were to ask the ultimate bucket list, I don't know, will I ever get there? But I suppose you'd like to think you would at some stage. It would be absolute dream. If I could suffer the Drake Passage, I believe the seasickness is like a killer for the first bit of it and then you're grand. So I get over that part, I think I'd love it.
Yeah, there's a brilliant company actually, a cruise company called Swan Hellenic. SwanHellenic.com. Now they are brilliant for doing expeditions to the Antarctica. Yeah. The tour guides and all are all sort of, you know, explorers and it's really fascinating stuff. In fact, one of the guys that is one of their tour guides, like who brings you, he was stranded during COVID up in Antarctica and they sent a ship up to collect him because all the flights stopped during COVID.
Can you imagine being stranded there?
Yeah, he came to Dublin a few years ago here just after COVID and it was a very interesting, lovely guy. If you heard the story, they just didn't know how they were going to survive and it was in the news, but it was incredible what they did, you know. But again, you get to see some, I mean, it's stuff that you'd never see before in your life there, right? And they have amazing cruises, so you get to see all those fabulous penguins and, you know, walrus
and all sorts of
whales, you know. It's that other world up there, which is amazing. But they're a really good company and a lot of Irish people, I know people that have gone with them and they really enjoyed it. And you're like you know, Shackleton off on your expedition, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. Brilliant. So adventure holidays there, Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. We'll chat to you next week.
Absolutely, Trina.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.